And now, your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by Verrill.
Hi, this is Liz Johnston from Verrill. Navigating what to do when you have a worker who is injured on the job can be complicated. First, an employer must comply with workers' compensation procedures, as the employee may be entitled to lost wages and payment of medical treatment for the work injury. But depending on the injury, other employment laws may also be implicated. For example, if the employee has a resulting disability, they may qualify for protections under the Americans with Disabilities Act, triggering an employer's obligation to participate in the interactive process to determine reasonable accommodations. In addition, if the employee needs time off from work due to a work injury, that leave might be protected by the Federal Family Medical Leave Act and any state counterparts if the employee meets the qualifications required. It's important to be mindful of how each of these laws might be in play and communicate with the employee and exercise policies accordingly. Please contact a member of Verrill's Employment and Labor Group to discuss further.
And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Verrill.